town board meeting for the town of Lackawanna to order on Wednesday, January 12th at 2:00 PM. Members of the board are present. If you have been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, as we did at our last meeting, we'd like to recognize a moment of silence for friends of the community and members that have passed away recently. Those are Derek Claus, Daniel Armstrong, Carl White, Jessica Rose Mann, Ann Traer, Vivian Hunt, and Lillian Jean Van Gogh. Thank you. We'll move on to approval of the agenda.
Motion.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the vouchers in the general fund of $53,692 to $53,641.
I have had
backwards.
Yeah, I've had an opportunity to review those.
And $2,000.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To $2,022.
Okay. And I have had an opportunity to review all of those, and I would move for their approval, even though I don't understand the QuickBooks sheet. I think it reflects.
Does that start on the bottom and go up on that sheet?
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks like every time.
They're not in any kind of order.
No.
I don't know. We're going to try to tweak it a little bit. Having a terrible time with QuickBooks.
It's not quick.
I think it is quick. You have to watch it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the December 1st, 2021 regular town board meeting.
I would move to approve those minutes as submitted.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of December 1. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. And approval of the minutes of the November 23rd, 2021 special town board meeting.
There it goes. Motion.
Do we have a motion?
Yep.
Okay, I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 23rd, 2021 special town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
I am collecting money hand over fist. In fact, I was telling somebody that I had an envelope from FedEx that had 209 checks in it to be paid. Those were escrow checks, like, oh, right, so. But so right now, we have deposited in the bank over $3 million already, so. Anyway, so the reserve fund has $153,406.21 in there. Nothing happened in that one except for interest being earned. The tax money that actually came in to bring it to the $3 million was actually the $2,652,368.34. So when we come there, we have in the regular account $3,642,978.57. And in the ambulance account, $490,337.94. And things really haven't slowed down. I mean, every day I go to the post office and it's full. I can barely get another bill in there. So I guess that's good. They want to pay. And we'll take it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I Move to approve the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. If I can, possibly just switch the agenda around a bit. Gloria may need to leave, and that way we can catch a couple of things that I think she might want to. I was thinking the zoning administrator and the animal shelter.
Sure, about 30 minutes.
Okay. Let's go to discussion, item number 13, discussion possible action on the advertisement for a zoning administrator. Our zoning administrator, Sue Ackland, is going to be leaving us in April?
April 8th will be my last working day. May 9th will be my last day for good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we would need to do is look for someone in replacement. And I thought we should probably advertise for the position and see what kind of candidates we get. And then the board can meet with those people and make some type of decision.
Are we looking for someone who can fulfill all of the functions that Sue does? Or are we just looking for a standalone zoning administrator?
Well, I would say all of the functions. I mean, the additional functions is, you know, she helps around the office here with certain things. You know, that type of thing is something somebody needs to learn.
Yeah.
Just the operations, but yeah, it would be somebody to fill the position as a whole, so.
And are we looking to start this person at the salary that she's at now?
Well.
Let them have a chance to work out a bit.
It should have a range.
Yeah.
Should have a salary range. I mean, I don't, you can go on that for Wisconsin and Google the range for the North Woods for a zoning administrator and kind of get the feel, but we also have to look at what the budget.
Exactly.
So I mean, you can still look at ONET.
Mm-hmm.
And go through there and, do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Okay. Must just be a website. I mean.
Okay. It is, it's a state website, it's called ONET.
ONET, O-N-E-T?
Mm-hmm. O-N-E-T. And you can
see what happens.
Google and they're like zone, you know, town zoning administrator.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll pull up
a range
of wage, and you can put like, it'll ask you what area you're gonna put in the zip code.
Okay.
And it'll give you a range and see if that falls within budget.
Easy enough.
Okay, so I guess we'd be looking for the board's authorization to
advertise
for the position.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the proviso that the compensation level is not yet been set.
Correct.
Okay. All right, I would move to approve the advertising for the position.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to advertise for the zoning administrator position. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Let's go to item number 12, discussion possible action, animal shelter. And Nancy, maybe you can help a little bit. The tribe and Dana Ray Allen, they're looking to build an animal shelter building here in Flammo, rather than constantly running back and forth to Eagle River or Rhinelander or wherever you have to go.
There's a picture
of what they are looking to build with the kennels and also a building, and I would think it or hope that it might even work partially as an office for her.
Mm-hmm.
The down payment needed is $17,000. They're looking for donations, big, small, whatever. And we have money left in our budget.
From last year.
$2,380. And we're looking to maybe put that money towards this.
I think that's a phenomenal idea.
It would be nice to have a a facility.
Well, then it might not cost us, you know, so much for them to bring dogs back and forth.
Exactly. It's in our best interest, you know, in the housing of them and everything else.
They can hold them there for a night till they find the owner, or instead of running it down to Rylander, or Silas County doesn't always want to take them.
No. I mean, we've even had some go to Forest County.
Do we have any idea how many animals this unit would hold? It looks like...
Looks like about six or seven.
Six or eight, maybe. Is that overly optimistic?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, there's times when they're busy.
Oh, yeah. I know what I'm asking is...
And it even looks like if there was more, you could at least hold them in a cage in the other part.
In the building?
Yeah.
If there's little ones.
Yeah, if they're small animals.
Right now, sometimes they hold them in the truck in a cage.
Yeah, which isn't the best thing. Jim?
Is there any other towns in the western end of the county that could also use that and perhaps contribute?
I guess the closest ones are Minocqua. I don't know what kind of situation they got, but...
I'm the Minocqua dog catcher.
I know you are. I was getting there. And I can check with like Manitowish Waters or Boulder Junction. I'm not sure what they do.
Okay.
Minocqua, you take them over to Oneida County, don't you?
Yeah. And they don't charge Minocqua. It's just the way the shelter is. But the police station has a couple nice indoor cages to hold them, and then they call me or somebody else sometimes.
Yeah.
Does Woodruff have their own?
I don't know about Woodruff either. If Oneida County, I would suspect it's the same as Minocqua.
They probably all go to the police department.
Woodruff goes to Northwoods Animal Hospital.
Okay.
Well, with their dog.
I just think there's enough dogs in this area. I mean...
Yeah.
From what I pay monthly to the shelter.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
And it saves a lot of time for the animal control officer.
Yeah.
Do you have a total, Nancy, like last year, what we ended up paying? Like you said, the other monthly payment or something like that?
Oh, sure, not on me, but...
No, but I mean...
Well, it's $2,380 out of the budget, and I think the budget might have been $7,000.
$7,000, so...
So $5,000.
Okay.
$4,000, $5,000.
Okay.
$25,000, yeah. And actually, that was a low year for some reason.
Sometimes we use it all.
To go over.
Do we have any idea what our share of the regular upkeep of the facility would be?
No. Right now, the system that we...
It's just just to help them out with the building. I mean...
Yeah, because right now, the tribe...
It's a whole separate account, she says.
The tribe supplies the person, the animal control officer, and the vehicle, and then we pay the housing at the animal shelter. And so, you know, this potentially can get us away from paying the housing at the animal shelter.
Yeah, we might have to adjust our...
And we can then just pay the housing here.
Adjust our budget to split it or something like that.
Yeah. You know, if something does go over there, okay, fine, then we got to pay that. But if they go here, you know, we can work something out with them to pay the tribe for holding them.
It's just a nice cooperation effort.
Exactly. We have some money left there that we can use. Yes, Norm?
Yeah, I'd just like to point out that you know, within the last month, you sent out almost, 4,000 notices to the community inviting them to participate in a long-term strategic planning process. But yet, at the first town board meeting that you have since those went out, you're about to make a second major decision with respect to the future of the town without the input of the community. I'm not speaking against the animal shelter, but I am pointing out the way that's going to be looked at by a number of people in the community. On the one hand, you ask for input and then immediately turn around and make two major decisions without the input of the community.
Yes, John?
I don't think $2,000 is a major decision. With everything that's going on, that's minor. I don't think that statement even applies.
Okay, well, what would be the board's pleasure?
I'm in favor of looking at the establishing some priorities here too. I think Norm is right on the money with that. But in the short term, looking at this, I would say it sounds like a good idea. I would move to approve.
I will second, and then I would encourage maybe Dana Reed to come here and talk about what she envisions. Because, I mean, it has to get built first before there's anything.
Yep.
So then that's where the planning, you know, what her initial thoughts are, if it's natural resources, because that's who she is under, or conservation law, what their plans are going forward, and what, if say, hey, here's the building, what's your plans? So I would invite her to a future meeting to come.
Motion been made and seconded to approve using the excess funds in our animal control fund, part of our budget, and put them towards the animal shelter, proposed animal shelter. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Let's go to item number 11, discussion possible action, open bids on generators. We got one.
Yeah, that's it.
Adams Generators, Generac. Okay, this is... This is for... Oh, Town Garage. Like Flambeau Town Garage, the specs he has here, the total amount cost, it looks to like it be including installation, but I think, you know, something that we need to look at. Installation cost $10,927.24.
That's the total?
That's the total for the Town Garage. Which would be the one here. Town Garage. Okay, and then this one is for the fire department. Total is $30,834.47.
Big difference.
Yeah. That's a lot larger,
a lot bigger
unit at the fire station. And I guess just my suggestion is this might be something that we may want to table and let the road crew foreman and the fire chief review. And also review the specs to make sure that they're amperage is high enough to support what we want to do,
And I have a little bit of a concern with Generac. I know they're good generators, but the service I don't know if it's the greatest, but is there another out there that is Cummins? Do they have a generator?
Yeah, Cummins, there's a lot of other brand names. Generators, I guess, and I don't know much about them, but this Adams generator is, I believe, relatively new to the area. They're out of Hazelhurst now.
Right. So they're not coming from Wausau.
That was always the big problem, is when we had to have work done on these before, is they would have to come out of, I think, Wausau, and even sometimes they sent somebody out of Oshkosh to work on them.
So then I guess too, I would like to, and I don't see it in here, but maybe the roads crew can take a look at this, is like a maintenance agreement.
Yep.
And, so they're coming on site
to check
by annually or whatever to check them to make sure that...
That they will do oil changes and that sort of thing too, if you want.
Yeah, but I don't know, just ask for...
So I'd like them to take a look at that too, as far as what the maintenance agreement with them.
This is the only bid we've gotten so far.
Yeah.
Didn't we have some from a long?
We had those other ones that were sent to us that were
outrageous?
Outrageous in price.
$50,000 and $60,000.
Something like that. Yeah.
I don't know, does Cummins even make a propane generator?
I don't know offhand.
I mean, they're known for their diesels.
Yeah.
I know he checks around when he's all over.
I don't know, I know the ones at work that we've got, those are cats, so. I don't know if they make a propane.
Prices are not too shocking here, but I think we need a little more information from.
Well, and Chance, there's a lot of specs here to look over and do.
Qualified bids.
Yeah. Jim?
We haven't heard about anything about the new fire barn lately, but is it possible to size the generator, possibly transfer it over?
That's another thing I wanted to talk to the fire chief about, to make sure that this unit would be able to, you know, what it can power and see what we're actually getting. So I guess table the bids until the.
Motion to table.
Until we have a chance to review and come back with some type of recommendation.
Yep.
Second.
Okay, motion been made and seconded to table the bids that we had. Let them be reviewed by the road crew foreman and fire chief and then bring them back for consideration at a later meeting.
Do we need to get an electrician involved too?
I don't know.
To estimate what, you know, what these are gonna be able to handle?
Yeah, or do the, is it included in here? I did notice some of the hookups and fittings that they had, you know, just at a quick glance, so it may be included. Generally, they don't.
Okay.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Last item, number 14, discussion possible action approval of bartender's license for David Usak.
I reviewed Mr. Usak on CCAP and found nothing of concern, so I would move to approve his license application.
Didn't realize he'd moved back.
Nice, yeah. I don't know if he ever left, really.
Yeah, he was living in Minneapolis.
Is there a second?
There's a second.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license for David Usak. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. We'd be looking for a motion to adjourn at 2:25.
Before we adjourn, I'd like to move that we consider the possible disposition of ARPA funds at the next meeting. Can we put that on?
That's what.
Possibly for action.
The COVID.
American Relief Bank?
Yeah.
American Relief.
But everybody refers to as COVID.
I've put a lot of stuff in your boxes and stuff, and even you have some mail too.
Okay.
There's some websites you can look at, some videos from Wisconsin towns.
Yeah.
Should at least get going on that.
Because, yeah, we need to get going on that and see what we can and can't do with it.
The final Treasury Department rule is now out, so we can review that.
Okay.
When is the next meeting?
It will be actually the first Wednesday of February, and it'll be at 2 o'clock again.
Why are we going to 2 o'clock?
Just during the winter months, cold, dark, miserable, and that way the office staff, they don't have to go or come back and traveling around. I get nervous when it's 25 below.
Yeah, I can understand.
First Wednesday.
February 2nd.
February 2nd.
And we're only having one meeting?
Yeah.
February?
So, no, unless we need to.
Don't have an appointment at 2 p.m.?
Yeah, at 2.
Unless it comes up.
Unless we need to, then we will. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn? Did I already say that?
Yeah.
Did I get him?
No.
No, that's right, because he said hold it before we.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, there's a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion made and seconded to adjourn at 2:26. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.